Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, what a joy it is to gather with your people, to quiet down and to come closer to you. You're everywhere, but so often we're distanced from you with distractions and noise. And may we worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. And Lord, this is kind of a week that this nation is kind of given over to Thanksgiving. And it's such a reminder of how we need to be thankful, Lord, 365 days a year. Give us thankful hearts this morning, Lord. May our prayers be centered on you. May our prayers be centered today on just giving you thanks, Lord. We spend so much time in prayer saying, give me, give me, give me, do this, do that, do this, I need this, I need that. Lord, may we be able this morning for a few moments to take our eyes off of ourselves and see you. Because you are everything, Lord, we are just as dust. But you bought us with your blood and you love us so much and your promises are so rich. And we're like little wandering sheep that just wander away from the shepherd and get in briars and bushes and various things and get cut and one thing and another and wonder where you are, but you're always there watching over us. So lead us in this prayer this morning, Lord, in this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thought we'd take a break from Psalm 119 this morning, not because it needs to be taken a break from, but we have Thanksgiving, and I think we ought to be thankful, you know? And so, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, and all the redeemed say so. So do I hear you say so? Amen. Amen. I wanted to read Psalm 100 to you and then ask you to join in reading responsively. So let's stand and read the Word of God if you're able. If you want to sit, that's fine. I'll read it first. It's only five verses. Listen to the words, and then as we read it together, let them sink in really more joyfully. Verse 1, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Now let's read it in unison, and you can read each word, and we'll read it slowly, so let these words sink in a little bit. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Let us shout joyfully. Shout! Joyfully. Verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy endures, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen? So we'll sing a couple of songs. You can stand or sit down, however you feel.
Amen.
be seated. Psalm 100, the old 100, it is entitled A Psalm of Thanksgiving. A Psalm of Thanksgiving. And as we read, the first verse was, make a joyful shout to the Lord. As I look at that, I think of how many shouts the Lord must hear each day, but not joyful, and not to him, but against him. But we need to make a joyful shout of thanksgiving to the Lord, don't we? And it's all the earth, or all you lands. That's a great command, isn't it? There will be that day when all the earth, all the lands will joyfully shout to the Lord. And I don't think it's far off, but it's not here yet. We've got some difficulties to go through before that happens. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Am I? Are you? Are you serving him with gladness? Are you just serving him? Are you serving him out of your own strength? Are you serving him as led by the Spirit with gladness? Do others see me serving the Lord with gladness, or do they see me serving the Lord kind of out of duty and my, oh my, I'm working so hard for the Lord? Oh no, may that not be. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Just think about this last week. Take a day, any day. How much of that day had some time spent just singing in his presence? Music is quite something. It's interesting, like in these mornings, around six or so, maybe a quarter of, start playing some music and just watching the people come in. And most of us bring in a lot of busyness with us, and we just listening to the music, there just becomes that quieting down. And before long, hands start to go up, eyes start to close, and just sensing the presence of the Lord. And it's so beautiful, isn't it? It's just so wanted. That's what we need. And come before his presence with singing. Know, do you know that the Lord, he is God? Paul would say, that I may know the Lord. Oh, that we may know the Lord, that he is God. And we need to remember the reverse of that is true, and we're not, right? He is God. It is he who has made us, our creator, and not we ourselves. We are his creation. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Wow. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So what do? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Which do you think is greater, blessing his name or praising his name? Well, I think Pastor Chuck has said at times the blessing is greater than the praise. We praise him, we bless him, but here is be thankful to him and bless his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Why? If you don't have anything else to bless him for, or to praise him for, or to thank him for, there's three things. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. Not part of the time, but all the time. For the Lord is good always. For the Lord is good always. And his mercy is not just for a season. His mercy is everlasting. 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 No planned obsolescence there, is there? His mercy is everlasting. And his truth. Oh, the truth. The clean truth. I was amazed as I see the truth. studying through John right now, and in John chapter 6, there's a great sermon of truth here by Jesus, and it reduces the many disciples down to 12. You want a big flock? Stretch the truth a little. Try to compromise and get everybody in. But if you want the truth to go out, and you're not worried about the size of the flock, you'll probably see it shrinking. Because that was Jesus' sermon of truth to the Pharisees and to the Jews and to those disciples. They're called disciples. I don't believe they're saved, but they were seekers. They were learning him. But when times got tough and they realized that they were, he said, don't follow me because I'm filling your tummies. Follow me for who I am. And they all left. You must eat my body and drink my blood, and spiritually speaking. And he got down to the 12. They all left but the 12. And he says, are you going to leave me too? Of course, Peter said, what? Well, Lord, we don't have any place to go. You're it. And that is so true. His truth endures. His truth endures. The truth will always endure. His truth endures to all generations. All generations is all generations, isn't it? His truth endures to all generations. So a psalm of thanksgiving. So as we go to prayer this morning, see if we can pray as led by the Spirit, primarily looking to him and thanksgiving, because this is the time we want to just recognize being thankful. Yes, there's a time for intercession. There's a time for personal petitions. And if the Spirit is leading you in that way, then that's fine. But generally speaking, let's just be thanking him this morning and be centered on him as led by the Spirit. Father, we do thank you for who you are. We thank you for your word. And we thank you that your mercy endures forever. We thank you that you are good. Thank you for this family, Lord, and so faithfully coming every Saturday, and such a great time to just quiet down and listen to you, Holy Spirit. So lead us now. We are family, and each one is so important and so special, Lord. We're all the same, and yet we're all different. There's no identical DNA in any of us to anybody else. You created us, some with big ears, some with small ears, some with tall stature, and some with short, or whatever, Lord. But that tent is not where it is. The tent is going to pass away. But the real us, we can't see, but you can see. And so may we be thankful and praise your name this morning as we go to prayer. So lead us now by your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders. So let us close with this praise song. Give thanks.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son.
Say I am.
Father, we so thank you for meeting us here this morning. And as we go our separate ways, Lord, may we just have that thankful heart and just praising you and honoring you, and give us that willing heart, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you for each one here. Such a blessing to be together. Thank you, Lord. Amen.